Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Do what you do, and that means rate, review, follow, and tell the world where we exist. It's pretty easy. And bpscrasher at Gmail is how you get a hold of us. Also, 402-915-0962. That's the number in. All right, so motivate, of course. We've got options, and you love your options. We're going to stick with the hangover foods. Are you all right with that?
One. Yeah, okay. I've been reminded of a lot of meals I've enjoyed.
Okay. All right, so you got what are the foods? We've got Gatorade and Advil. You got Hair of the Dog Mimosa. I figure that's your style right there. Yeah. Iced coffee with a side of shame. Which would you like today?
Well, I know which one I usually go with.
What's that?
The shame. It's not even a side of shame. It's like the entree. I'm going to go with Hair of the Dog Mimosa because that usually means you're with other people who are also feeling bad.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. Hair of the Dog Mimosa.
No one's telling you when you're going through something really hard in your life. You can leave. Like, you can literally pretend to go get, like, a pack of cigarettes or, like, a jug of milk and just leave and never come back. Like, who cares? Start over. With your family, your friends, they're not doing anything for you. This life is the worst. Bills? Get out of here. Go get on a train. You know, get a stick with a handkerchief filled with beans and potatoes and just, like, go somewhere else. Or, like, you know, go to China or India. There's, like, 1.5 billion people over there. They're not going to find you.
Yeah, there you go.
That guy is fantastic. Do you ever have those moments? Have you ever had a job like that? I had a job once where you like, they're like, okay, you get a 15-minute break. And I'm thinking like, I'm not coming back.
Oh, I've done it before. I remember distinctively working at a telemarketing place, Molly.
Yes,
it was
that
so
was
stupid.
Me too.
Yeah. And basically I was calling out of my, out of a phone book.
Oh,
cold
really?
Calling out of a phone book. And so what happened was I couldn't make any sales. And so they were pushing and pushing and I felt like they were pushing on old people a little bit. So I ended up just leaving. I went on break and then I drove off. And I think they sent me a check for like $5.
Right.
So yeah, I have actually.
Exact same job. Like you and I might have been there at the same time because it was the same thing. And we were selling like blenders or like Vitamix type of things.
Okay. The same thing. Yeah.
This was in college and they were like, you have to upsell, sell two of them. I was like, who needs two of these?
Yes.
And you like you get these sweet old ladies, you're like, okay. You're like, no, you don't need one. Like, let alone two. And I went outside for a smoke break and I like never went back.
Yes, I think that's a common thing. So I have that. I think that was the first and only time I've actually done that.
I've worked places where people have done it. It's usually restaurants. Worked someplace where somebody walked out. Like they were like, I'm done. I can't. It's too much.
So you said something to them.
No, I mean like they were one minute they were in the bus station. The next minute they're like, I'm going outside for a cigarette. And then next thing you know, you're like, where's Aaron? Like his table's flagging down anyone. They haven't seen him.
Oh no. So we left
totally.
Aaron
and like
sheriff.
Aaron's just like, bye. He ended up coming back later because he left all of his stuff. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you walk out. You're like, he went to the bar across the street that we all would go to. And he like just basically ponied up to the bar and was like, give me shots. And that's what he did. And then he came back later and he didn't get fired. Like that was the crazy thing. Like he didn't get fired. He came back later. And we're all like, dude, we all had to cover your station. He's like, I just couldn't do it tonight.
Yeah. All right. We got to make a phone call. Friday is Black Friday. It's record store day for homers. And we're going to talk with Mark Manor and kind of see what the gig is for Friday.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for jumping on the show. We appreciate it, buddy. How you been?
Yeah, good. You?
Good. Hey, Mark, I have a question. I've known you for a long time. How long have you worked at Homer's?
Since 1991. So it'll be 35 years next year. Yeah.
Holy wow. 1991 is not 35 years. I think it's 17. No.
Okay,
I remember 1991 and it was like 10 years ago.
Right. Wow. Wow. So when you started working it, because you love music, I was, you know, telling Molly, you go to a lot of concerts and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So how did that all go about in the beginning? You just wanted to work at a record store? Because Homer's has... I mean, they have survived everything.
Yeah.
So how'd that go about? Just wanted to work there? And
yeah, I mean, you know, Homer's has been around for 55 years. In high school, I would try to apply at Homer's. That was my dream job. I mean, it really was.
Oh, great.
And they would not hire me until I was 18 or look at hiring me. So I would actually go in there and work during their inventories, which used to be, you know, pen and paper back then.
Yes.
And they would, you know, let me come in and work and, you know, for free at the time.
For free.
Yeah. So I just hung out and bugged them. And when I turned 18, I got the job.
Oh, that's great. And
that's
you've been there
awesome.
Ever since. That's great. So you got Black Friday coming up. It's Record Store Day on Friday. So what kind of a releases can we expect to see out there?
Sure. So, I mean, this is going to be Record Store Day, Black Friday. So we have Record Store Day in April.
Yeah.
That's our big Record Store Day. Black Friday is run by the Record Store Day organization, but it's a little bit less. So there'll be about 100 exclusive titles. And some of the big ones will be Olivia Rodrigo, the Live at Glastonbury concert, where she had Robert Smith come out and join her.
Oh, yeah.
From The Cure. There'll be a Billie Eilish live record. A weird one that, I mean, it's not weird, but it's very Omaha-centric, I think, is because they're from Colorado, but Big Head Todd and the Monsters, their album Sister Sweetly is coming out on vinyl for the first time, and people are really excited about that. So I expect to sell out of that one very quick.
Okay, and it's doors open up at 10 a.m., right, on Friday?
At 10 a.m., yeah. Ooh. We'll have a little bit of a line out there, probably starting at about 5 a.m., we'll free coffee, donuts, all
wow.
that stuff.
Okay. I love those lines. You remember back in the day when the CD release parties, and not parties, but CDs would come out at like midnight on a Tuesday or something, and there would
yep.
be a long line of people waiting to get it before anyone else. Those are some fun times. Yeah.
Well,
in the day when we had Ticketmaster.
I was going to say, you know, back in the day, I remember was tickets. Like you would wait in line for concert tickets, and Homer's was where
yep.
you bought them. That was crazy.
Absolutely. Those were crazy times.
Yeah. God, I'm glad you guys are still around. So Homer's, it's 12th and Howard right there in the Old Market. And they can just go to homersmusic.com for any information, right?
Absolutely. Social media, Facebook, Instagram as well.
Okay. Real quick, Mark, what was your first album? Do you remember?
So the first thing I ever bought with my own money was a cassette tape, and it was Aldo Nova, Aldo Nova.
Okay. Yeah, the first album I had, I don't remember cassette tape, but the first album I had was Barry Manilow.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember loving that song Mandy, I think it was. I don't know. And so I went to a babysitter's, and then I was playing it on their record deal, and the girl took like a marker and wrote her name on it and said that was hers, and then so she stole it from me and I could never get it back. So
wow.
Yeah.
I bet they got that in the 12 for one Columbia record house thing too. That's my guess.
Yeah, my second album was Elvis Presley. I remember that because the record actually was like this pink. It looked like Quick, like the it was a pink album. It was crazy. So yeah, anyway, those are my two first. Molly, do you have a first or do you remember
a first album? Probably.
Yeah.
Like when I think about albums, I had Cat Stevens albums that I would play all the time. My dad had them and I loved Cat Stevens. I think the first album that I ever bought and I carried it around with me was Flash Gordon. which was Flash, the soundtrack because it was Queen.
Yeah.
And I would carry it with me. Like, I'd bring it all over town. My mom's like, leave it at home. And I was like, well, what if they have a record player? And I'd love to listen to it. And it finally, like, I left it in the car. We had gone into a grocery store.
Yeah.
And I was like sobbing. Because I mean, literally, it was like a security blanket. Like, I'm telling you, like, there wasn't a house that I went to that I wasn't like, I mean, if you've got a record player, we could listen to Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just
well, cool. we still stock that if you needed an extra copy now.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
love it.
Oh, that's nuts. You guys still have it there. That's great. All right, so Friday, Black Friday. If you have any, you know, music fans or just you all alone, just love music, this is the opportunity to go, right, Mark? It's a record store day right there at Homer. It starts at 10 a.m. on Friday. It's probably much more relaxing than going to another, you know, a big store and fighting over bras and underwear.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good, I mean, you know, people are definitely there to get some stuff. But, yeah, we don't have any underwear, and we try to make it pretty fun. So.
All right, good. Perfect. All right, Mark, thanks for jumping on, man. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right.
All right. All right. Sure. See you, buddy. All right. There you go, Mark Manor Homer. So, yeah, make it happen. That'll be fun. Can you believe that? My first album was not Barry Manilow, but did I say Barry Manilow?
Yes. Mandy?
Yeah, it was Barry Manilow saying that. Yeah.
That's wild.
Isn't that weird?
I mean,
I was so upset.
Like, are you a middle-aged woman?
I was a little kid. I mean, it was strange that I was still going to a babysitter. I was at that age, but I always got in trouble. So my dad and we were a split family. My father never, he didn't trust me at home because I always did bad stuff.
Yeah,
I played with matches.
Say, you were kind of naughty.
Yeah, I was very naughty. Hey, don't forget, you have some sweet opportunities to go donate to some people in need. What we're talking about is the Light the World Giving Machine. It's like a vending machine, but it's not a vending machine that you're used to. You can actually just swipe your card, and then there's several things in there that goes to local nonprofits like food, clothing, diapers, hygiene kits, medicine, the farm animals like goats and chickens. But basically, it's at Westroads right now. All right, so head on over to Westroads.
There are five local nonprofits that are going to participate in this year's Giving Machine Omaha. They include Catholic Charities Omaha, Q's Omaha, Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy, New Visions Homeless Services, and Trivium Life Services. So this is your opportunity to give, and it's super easy. It's on the second level at Westroads, right by Aeropostale, so you can go ahead and give while you're doing some shopping.
Yeah, and I said it was there now. It's actually there on Tuesday, the 25th, all right? So, yeah, just kind of look at the day that you're listening to the podcast. So, yeah, go there. If you need details, you can follow Giving Machine Omaha on socials and also check out our socials as well. But, yeah, it's the Giving Machine, Light the World Giving Machine. Operation Dry Bottom.
Yes.
People, that's still on our website. Go to bigpartyshow.com. You'll see it right there. And basically, we're taking monetary donations for the women and the babies of the Lydia House. I still haven't gotten those photos up yet, but go ahead and do that. There's you can donate $10. You can donate as much as you want. But we do need to keep it going out there. If you can help, that'd be appreciated. And if you're having a hard time helping, find a way. Like I say.
No, I mean, listen, we really appreciate it. It's been great. The people that have reached out, you have until December 19th. So here would be my thing.
Uh-huh.
You got Thanksgiving coming up this week. Maybe you're sitting around. First of all, tell all those people that they should be listening to the Big Party Show podcast. That's number one. We're so thankful. Number two is maybe you just say like, hey, listen, there's this show that I listen to. You all should be listening to it. And
should
they're
be.
Doing this diaper, you know, delivery. And would you like to give? And maybe like you can just give it
just
$5 from each person. I mean, we talked about that lady last week where she's charging for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe instead of charging, you're like, listen, I'm letting you guys eat for free, but maybe $5 for the babies.
Exactly. There you go. I do want to thank Allison, Kristen, and also Ashley. They're the latest donators. We got Rebecca Rosen on Wednesday.
Yes.
So that's going to be pretty exciting. And then also we have a big promotion thing that we're doing for you guys. So make sure you guys lock it in on Wednesday for sure. Did you guys see that story of the cat and the Eagle.
Oh my God.
Check this out. Okay. Here's a 911 call.
You may not believe me, but I just had a bald eagle drop a cat through my windshield.
This new video, or photo rather, came to us a couple of hours ago. Take a look at the windshield. Now, believe it or not, it happened when an eagle dropped a cat.
I saw what? That story, and I was like, what? I didn't see the video. I just read the story. And the story, just to read it, is weird. Like, you're like, wait, what?
Because they don't have the video. They just have the picture. But, yeah, you can see it right there. There's a big hole in the windshield. I was wondering. I didn't keep it go any deeper because of the fact that I didn't want it to because the cat didn't survive, obviously.
I don't know. Don't it say didn't. Obviously.
Well, they said it.
It could have.
It could have, but it didn't. So, yeah, I didn't want to go into detail on that. But I mean, think about that. An eagle, you know how high an eagle flies, right? Do you know how they fly? All right. First of all, they're migratory. They migrate through right over through Nebraska, right? Uh-huh. And I was out at Hitchcock Park, and there was a there's a big thing that you climb up and you get to see the view, like a looking tower. Okay. I hate those, by the way. They need elevators. Have you ever walked up one of those? They're miserable.
Oh, my God.
If it's hot, Molly, it's very miserable.
Take breaks. Hydrate.
Oh, believe me, I do.
Get some exercise. You're like,
anyway, here's a fun fact right here. The guy was trying to count how many are flying by, and I'm looking up in the sky, and he has binoculars, and basically he said this. They fly so high that they look like a little tiny piece of pepper, like a little pepper, like the seasoning in the sky. That's how high they're up, and that's how they fly. So imagine that cat being that high and awake. Oh, my God. Cats land on their feet.
You're enjoying this story
yes.
way too no,
much. No, I'm just saying. I am just saying. That's it. I'm just
bananas.
Telling you.
I mean, and also you just think about that bald eagle like, dang it, that was dinner. Like you're like, oh, it's like when you drop a sandwich on the street. You're like, well, I can't eat it now. It's a mess.
That's a feeling right there. When you're in a car and we'll just say your windows are up, and I don't know if her windows are up, most likely most people, you know, a lot of people drive with their windows up. You notice that? Anyway, I was on the interstate once, and as I was going underneath a bridge, I thought someone had thrown a rock off of it, and so it went right into the front of my windshield. Somehow I was able to keep it straight and not, and I just kept going like, did this really happen? But as I'm staring at this imprint, it didn't go through it. It bashed into it and didn't make a hole. It made an imprint, like a Bigfoot imprint. There was a beak, there's a little head, and a body. I was like, oh, my God, a bird flew into my windshield and did that. Yeah, so I can – what kind of show are we doing today?
I don't know. Stop talking about roadkill, buddy.
Come on.
Let's shake it up. I'm going to be happy. It's going to be Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. And a big to-do when flying people – Department of Transportation, just like Target, I call it Target. Have you seen this, Molly? They want the friendly skies to return. They want the friendly skies to return because the amount of people that are stressed and fighting in planes has increased so badly. And so basically, this is what they want you to do. They want you to start dressing up again. Right? Like back in the day. I hear you. Like back in the day, that's where they want you to start because you feel good. Everybody looks good. You know, you don't wear your pajama pants or you know what I mean? They just want you to dress up a little bit more than what Molly normally dresses up as. Say it starts in the air travel.
This is part of the thing for me. This is part of why I'll wear like yoga pants or doing whatever.
I think yoga pants are fine. I think that's fine. I can't
tell you. No, if they're telling you to dress up, you shouldn't be wearing exercise pants.
Like okay. That, all right. All right. I'm with you then.
Here's my issue. Is that?
What's that?
Back in that time, you weren't going through a metal detector.
I agree.
So for me, like, I've gone through with jeans and whatever reason, like the button, like the button or the zipper sends off the machine. So then they've got to wand you, and then they're like, "Oh."
I've never had it gone off because of a zipper or jeans.
I don't know what metal is in it. Yeah, but I've had that happen where I'm like, "Well, forget it. I'm not going to wear anything with metal buttons and zippers then, because I run the risk of being flagged on account of the fact." I mean, I know that what the necklace that I wear will not set it off. It's not enough. It's not enough metal. But like other things that I've worn, I mean, so now I just make sure that it's just pull on pants.
Hey, I used to wear sweats. And yeah, I think sweats is fine.
What do you wear now?
I just wear, I mean, I really wear whatever. I don't dress up. You know me, I wear what I wear t-shirts. Mm-hmm. I wear shorts. I wear sweatpants. And I have some jeans that I'll wear too. The thing about flying is I have to be comfortable. And that's the beauty about having Wylene in the middle next to me.
She's
is
so
the fact,
tiny.
Yeah, she's so tiny. So I got a lot of room. But if I'm flying solo, oh my God, it sucks. It's always the biggest, fattest person sits next to me right in the middle every stinking time.
Imagine what that guy's saying. Like, never fails. Some guy who just thinks they're just a tiny person just lumping by the window. This is what I have done, though.
What's that?
This is what I do. I've changed in the bathroom.
How did you do that? Oh my God, that is you can barely get in and shut the door. Like, for the life of me, I don't know how people have sex in those things. How does that even work?
No, I'm saying in the airport.
Oh, okay.
No, not on the plane.
Okay, okay.
Oh,
all right.
God, I can't imagine. Yeah, you can barely pull your pants down without like
I know.
Hitting
the wall.
You're like, how am I even supposed to sit? No, this is like when you're in the concourse.
Yeah,
like I've gone and I've bibbity bobbity booed, and then all of a sudden, because you know, traveling for work, and I've gotten off the flight where I'm coming from Chicago to Omaha, and we're going right to a meeting with somebody, and I will have changed because it's like I'm wearing comfy clothes, like you said, for the flight, because it's just uncomfortable anyway, and then all of a sudden, I've done that before. Once I flew in and I was going straight to a funeral.
Okay, and you changed there?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I had a dress and a hanging thing.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, I have changed often in airports. There was one time I actually threw away my clothes, and I thought, God, somebody is going to think that somebody got kidnapped.
Or someone pooped their pants.
No.
Oh, what do you mean, no? Okay,
no,
all right.
Like, I threw out it. Like, I had been touring, and I had lived in this sweater for like a month, and I knew I never wanted to see it again. Like, I was
really?
Like, I went to the airport store and was like, bought a sweatshirt or something. And I went into the ladies' room. I took off the sweater and I threw it in a trash can. And so that's what I'm thinking, is that somebody comes across with this and like, somebody got jumped.
Yeah,
they
and taken
off their clothes.
I've never thrown away clothes like that. I mean, I'm underwear. I mean, if something should happen, I'm sure people do that commonly.
I don't think that's common.
What do you mean? Come on.
I've never thrown away underwear.
Well, you've never had a mess. You never had an accident. So
yeah,
I mean,
most people know how to handle their butt. I think it's safe to say two out of the three people, Grace, I'm assuring you, has never thrown away underwear.
Hey, Greg,
stop.
You both look like the type of people that would put it in a bag and carry it home. Sorry.
There's never been a need.
Well, anyway, you just insulted
You're
Grace. That's okay. That's my color. Today.
You look good.
Yeah. I wear white and turn magenta.
Right.
So this is the deal. They're calling it the golden age of travel starts with you. All right.
Oh.
That's their slogan.
Okay.
And they kept showing all these videos of back in the day when, you know, the golden age of travel, when people really, it was a luxury to fly.
Yes.
Now it's not so much that. Now we fly everywhere. We take, you know what I mean? Trains and stuff like that.
Exactly. Whatever.
Yeah. You just don't appreciate as much. That's what I love about flying with the sweet Wylene, because she still appreciates the flight.
It's still pretty new to her.
Yeah, it is. It is. When I first met her, she never flew. That was the most craziest thing. I put her right by the window. I have the video. On Wednesday, I'll share it.
Oh, I would love to see that. So
yeah,
that's the crazy thing. So when you guys started dating, that was the first time she'd ever been on a plane.
Yeah, she had never been on a plane. She's never been on a boat. She's never been on an island. And she's never been through a desert. So basically what I did all in one stop, I flew her to Vegas. I visited my mother or friends and stuff. She'd never been there. She'd never been in a cab. I remember when we got in a cab and we're a taxi and we're driving off to Green Valley Ranch in Henderson. She was like, I don't even know what's going on. What are we doing? I'm like, all right. So now you got the cab out of the way. I didn't know that. So basically I picked up a car there, drove all the way to California through the desert. Right. And then we got to California. We jumped on a ferry and then we took that ferry all the way to Catalina Island.
Yes.
And then we stayed there and she'd never done that before. I don't even know if she's ever been on really on a beach, but anyway, so and then we did it back, came all the way back, and I was like, all right, you got everything. I should have, in
By
hindsight,
the way, did like
one at a time.
Sounds like she grew up like she's like she wasn't like a bunker baby.
I don't know. I just gave her the experience. She just never did that.
You take for granted the fact, like you and I, we've traveled quite a bit. Like you lived in Germany, you know, you've been all over the world.
Yeah.
And that's not the normal. We've had lots of people who, like when we were doing radio, who would like win trips. And they're like, I've never been anywhere. Like, I got to get a passport.
There's people, you know, remember, Molly, there's people out there listening, I'm sure of it, that have never flown. If you have never flown, drop us an email, bpscrasher @gmail.com, or text us, 402-915-0962, much less even left Omaha.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to think that you live in one city your whole life and have never left to go?
But to be fair, you and I both have family that's all over the place.
Sure, that helps.
So, you know, you'd be like, we're going to go visit Aunt whatever, and you'd go. But if you were born and raised, let's say, in Omaha, and all your family is here, and you went to school here, and all your friends are here, there's nobody outside. Like, a lot of times, part of the expense of traveling is staying at a hotel or at least, like, figuring your way around. So if you have family or friends that live someplace, you can stay with them or they can show you the ropes. And if you don't have that, it's not as incentivizing to like get out and do it.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I get why like people, I mean, I went to school at NYU.
Hello. Oh, there you go. NYU.
And there were kids where it was like, maybe they'd been to Jersey, but like they never left New York. They're like, why would you leave New York? We have everything here. And I'm like, well, because there's a big wide world.
Yeah, it's a big wide world out there.
Have you ever been to a pool? They're like, no, I have never.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, that's nuts.
I know.
But not everyone, like you said, people's lives are different. So, all right. So this is what they want you to start asking yourselves when you fly. This is the Department of Transportation. One, are you helping a pregnant woman or the elderly with placing their bags in an overhead bin?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's very nice. I've never done that. I've never been in a scenario. I've actually helped somebody take it out.
Okay.
Because they're small little people. Mm-hmm. I didn't want them to hurt themselves.
Helping Wylene, helping your wife doesn't count.
Hey.
Was it a stranger?
Here's number two. It was a stranger. Here's number two. Are you dressing with respect? Molly's not. She's wearing whatever she's wearing. We already covered that. Are you keeping control of your children and helping them through the airport?
Yeah.
There are people where
you're like, dude, this isn't the mall. Like, don't just let them run anywhere.
I agree.
They're like, get your energy out before we sit on the plane. I'm like, that should have happened before you got to the airport.
All right. And then are you saying thank you to your flight attendants?
Yes.
I do. I say it every time walking out, even the pilot, even the people that are – I say hi to all of them.
When I come on, you know, and they're like standing there. I'm like, hi, you know.
I don't understand the people that don't, you know. They're there smiling.
I will say this.
I don't know.
I wonder if it's a Midwest thing.
Could be.
You know what I mean? We're all so friendly. Uh-huh. You know, you say hi to strangers, you know, you see somebody, oh, hi. Yeah. You know, let me get the door for you. You don't know them. You're never going to see them again, but you took the time to say hello and help them with the door.
And then here's the last one. Are you saying please and thank you in general?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I say please enough now that that was just spoken out of my mouth. I wonder if I do. I don't even notice because I'm very kind to people. I'm not rude. I'm friendly.
You
I talk way too much. So there are the questions.
Please and thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, raising kids, you definitely want them to be polite. And it's really funny. It's so ingrained in my daughter that she says please and thank you to us all the time.
Does like she really? That's good. Okay.
Like when I wake her up in the morning, I'm like, good morning. Hey, what do you want for breakfast? She'll be like, can I have toast with Nutella, please? And I'll be like, yeah, that's fine. She's like, thank you. It's like she isn't even out of bed yet. I know. I'm like, oh, my
princess.
God.
What about Declan? Is he a little different? He's a guy. He's a boy. So that's a little different.
He,
you know.
Isn't thank you when he asks for things. Not as much as his sister. Like, there's some stuff where he's just like, well, yeah, you were going to do that. And I'm like, well, a little thank you would be nice. I didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, didn't you? You're like, no, I didn't. But I'll also lead by example.
It is.
Would you please take the trash out? Yeah. I'll take
okay.
The, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Would you please set the table? Thank you.
My parents, my mother would make us before we left the table, like we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't allowed to leave unless we were asked to be, may I please be excused?
Okay. Yeah.
Did you guys ever, I mean, my mother was on that, boy, and that's still in my head. So a lot of times when I'm eating dinner with Wylene, I'll ask. I'm kidding.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, it's fine. You're like, may I please be excused?
Mommy. Like, mama.
She's like, I'm mama. Not in charge of you and where you go. The kids don't do that. A lot of times we don't. A lot of times I think you ask to be excused from the table if you're leaving before everyone else.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But like a lot of times I think about family dinners, we were all getting up at the same time. Like the polite thing to do is wait for everyone to finish.
Because you guys probably talked at the dinner table a lot.
Yeah.
You did. Okay. Yeah, we did. Ours was like, how was your day type stuff. It wasn't really, you know, we just got to sat and ate. And that,
know,
that's where
I fun growing up.
Okay.
I mean, my parents are both really funny. You know,
yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. My parents too.
I mean, my parents are both really funny and interesting people. I mean, and so dinners were always kind of fun. I mean, you'd laugh about stuff. You talk about the day, you know, you'd be like,
I don't remember.
The stupidest thing happened.
Yeah, we would talk about the day. I just don't remember having funny. Maybe we did. Maybe I just blocked it out or something like that. I think that's where I got I have something that drives me nuts also. When people eating, and it must be from that childhood experience. It's when I hear metal forks hitting a plate and like soup.
Oh.
Like if someone's eating like ice cream and they're trying to get every stinking bit of that Jesus juice out of the bottom of the bowl.
Jesus juice?
Well, ice cream. I'll just call it ice cream.
Yeah, let's just call it ice cream. I don't know what that other thing is. Yeah, with like
that drives me crazy too. Yes, yes.
You have a lot of food hangups, though.
It's not a hangup. It's not a hangup. It's just something that bothers me. I don't yell it out loud. I'm just sharing. I don't go, hey, stop it over there. Why don't you lick the bowl? Why don't you lick the bowl?
But you're thinking it.
Yeah,
you're silently judging. I mean, it's not going
on. Not judging. No, I'm fine. That's why I don't like sharing these things with you. You make me sound like feel like a freak of nature.
Not a freak. Everybody's got their own things. You just have to own it. You
I
like
own
to,
it.
You like to put this stuff out there and then like
I own
way,
it.
As
I
like,
own it.
Like what?
I am owning it. I own it 100%. All right, we're gonna get out of here. Wednesday, we got a thing we're launching. on Wednesday's podcast. All right. And trust me, it's going to be a good one. You do not want to miss this.
Well, okay? It's also Rebecca Rosen, so you're not going to want to miss it.
Yes, Rebecca Rosen will be on as well. You bet. So you want to reach out to us, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Again, 402-915-0962. Make sure you like, you review, you share, and just tell somebody. And then we'll see you on Wednesday. Have a safe couple of days and do yourself good.